I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. India has pulled off the largest stay-at-home order in the world. But how has the hasty lockdown affected millions of migrant workers? We'll get to that in a moment. And then we'll share the story of a young believer in Pakistan who's willing to share the gospel at any cost. Stay with us. We'll begin today in India, which has so far avoided a coronavirus catastrophe. But John Padidi of Bibles for the World says the outbreak is the biggest medical challenge their hospital in northeast India has ever faced.
We've been directed by the state government to prepare an isolation ward for at least 10 patients. And even as we scrambled to follow with that directive, we found that the level of the personal protective equipment, the PPE, is just not available through our suppliers. The things that are available are coming through to us at very exorbitant rates.
India has managed to pull off the largest shelter-in-place order in the world, and Padidi says citizens have largely complied. But under this lockdown, millions of migrant workers suddenly have no way of supporting themselves, and with transportation shut down, they're just trapped.
We have seen Christians responding to this by helping them shelter in place, providing free rent or a roof over their heads, and also providing food for them, their daily essential needs. And this has opened up some wonderful opportunities for the Christians in India to reach out to minister to these people.
Meanwhile, you're probably seeing coronavirus updates 24/7 on TV, radio, and social media. Staying informed is important when dealing with a global pandemic, but picture this.
Right now, if you were to pull up your Facebook, and out of all of the information that's coming in your Facebook feed about coronavirus, imagine if only 2% of that information was accurate. That gives people a picture of what it's like as a person within an unreached people group.
That's Rob Myers, DOOR International President and a member of the Alliance for the Unreached. Instead of having no information about the coronavirus, unreached people groups have no way to know God.
Less than 2% of the community are believers. They lack a church presence. Sometimes the surrounding culture is very, very hostile toward the gospel. So these communities are so close to the heart of God, because God wants to see all people come to a knowledge of Him. Be praying for these communities. We're talking about people who've been cut off from the gospel, not just within one generation, but for millennia. And many times that's a huge spiritual stronghold that can only be overcome by prayer.
Each year, the Alliance rallies the church around reaching the unreached on Pentecost Sunday, also the International Day for the Unreached. It's coming up at the end of May. We've got details online. And at a recent conference in Pakistan, FMI's Bruce Allen met several believers who were willing to stand for their faith, regardless of the consequences. One young man, Labib, hopes to partner with FMI to distribute 600 Bibles every month.
What really struck me is that here's this young guy who is willing to put his life on the line hundreds of times every month for his faith. To give a Bible to a Muslim in Pakistan is a capital offense. That means if you're caught, you could be executed. And he says, I'm willing to do that hundreds of times every month.
One young woman attending the conference, Fatima, was beaten by her family after sharing her faith with them. But she wouldn't let their threats persuade her to put everyone at the conference in danger.
But Fatima had said she was not going to tell anyone in her family where the conference site was, even though they were going to release her so that she could return and be with her Christian brothers and sisters. She deliberately chose not to come to the site so that she would not be followed. And so she was willing to risk and endure further beatings from her family in order to keep everybody else safe.
The full story with links and more can be found at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Slavic Gospel Association offers My Father's House, a devotional written by women for women. And it uses the furnishings of the Old Testament tabernacle as object lessons, along with stories of ministry to Slavic women for your spiritual growth. Get your copy for free when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.